Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And you can go to his website, richardallenmiller.com. And you might want to get his newest book, ESP, Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis. And this is second edition. I have a copy. Mine is number 18. Rick assigned me that number. Thank you so much for that, Rick. Class, I mentioned that turn your attention to advertising, commercials, TV, and radio. And they use specific terminology. At the top of the hour, now this is very risky, so I have to be careful how I say this. So I don't want to give specific examples. That's for you to determine exactly what I'm talking about, because it's the kiss of death for me if I do it. So at the top of the hour in news and commercials, there were at least two examples of exactly what we have been talking about during this somewhat humorous discussion about newspeak, doublespeak, etc. I hope that you heard them. And at the end of this broadcast today, Rick and I will be dissecting one of them. Now, we knew this was a huge scandal, and it happened last night, so we're going to talk about that. But, Rick, the cell phone, I said something akin to, I believe it's the single most destructive thing to... it's destroying humanity. I believe it's the same.
Well, it's taking down our current society. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that part. It's crumbling because of it.
Mm-hmm. And that includes the electromagnetic radiation plus the wars over scarce resources. Plus,
I haven't even begun on that part. That part alone is a whole different argument altogether. No, I'm talking about just in the way people drive with their cell phone.
Yeah.
The way they behave in public.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like they're zombies.
Right. USA Prepares is widely enigmatic when considering the entire class, inclusive of students, instructors, and soon-to-be instructors as nominative. And to that end, it's re-endeared without compilation nor redemption. As you consider the postulates and reunifications, remember, the last three times that we discussed this, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I were discussing the post-precursors and about the first U.S. satellite launched in space during the early pneumatic telepathy years, specifically commonly known as Satellite Echo 1. What was not known then was that there were a total of 9 Echo satellites, the first being known as Echo, followed by Echo 1, Echo 2, Echo 3, Echo 4, 5, 6, 7, and finally Echo 8. Rick, your thoughts?
I don't even know where to go, except did I hear you say something about Hollow Earth?
Well, that was during the previous segment. We were talking about the Hollow Earth and the electromagnetic...
Oh, not Hollow. I guess it was Echo. Sorry.
Yeah,
I misunderstood.
Echo.
Yeah.
Right. We were talking about the satellite Echo and how it was very difficult... extremely difficult to put this ball on top of the rocket, you know, this inflated ball. And they wanted to use hydrogen because...
I thought that was GEICO.
GEICO, Government Employees Insurance.
No, I thought thought it was
company.
Geico. You know, 70 years of service. We're not going to use those ads anymore.
Thank God. Thank God. And that gal in the white uniform, that ditzy brunette, I hope we don't have to have her anymore either.
Ooh, I remember her. Ooh.
She's awful. Awful. And, oh, by the way.
She had a hypodermic strapped to her thigh. I saw they called her Dr. Caligari. Was it Dr. Caligari? Nurse Ratchet. That's who it was. It was Nurse Ratchet.
So the problem is the misuse of words, the fact that we are reducing our lexicon to blinking and single letters like the letter U that sometimes means Y-O-U, and a smiling two characters, a colon and a right paren, to indicate happy. But no one really understands about what. I think it's too vague.
You nailed that one, boy. I'll tell you that. About what?
Right. About what?
Cheryl Williams. That's what it's about. You know, and the lawsuits that ensued after everybody was happy.
Well, and really, seriously, people, young people think that it is okay to communicate with very few characters. I was talking with Marty Barrett, and I mentioned that she is an instructor for biology at the college level. And one of her students came up to her after a test and said, "Oh, what are you doing? You're asking me to write paragraphs about biology? I've never had one of these kind of tests before. I'm used to multiple guess, you know, where you have four choices and you got a 25% chance of getting it right. You know, like in this situation, do we give the patient 1/10 of a cc, 1 cc, 10 cc's? Or 100 cc's. You know, I thought, you know, it's going to be like that. So when I'm a nurse, I can go to the patient and say, I can't remember what he said. The doctor said something about cc's. Oh, I don't want to give him too little. Let's go with 10. That's where we are. Death by decimal. Because of the generally accepted lowering of standards in the educational institution. As a matter of fact,
when they came up with that decimal system, who actually was Dewey?
Yeah, or don't he? Or would he? Or wouldn't he? We don't know. But here's what happened. I was told by one of our instructors who teaches classes at the post-high school level. Okay, we'll say college. We'll say university. So this instructor has been doing it for years. And the assignment is now, tell you what we're going to do. See, we're going to do online classes. Online. You don't have to come to school. You can sit in front of your computer. Actually, it'd be better if you had two computers. One that you can read the questions, and another one where you can find the answers, and then you can take your test with two computers. That way you can look up the answers.
Only it's not an open book, it's an open computer.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's happening, we were talking about in class, the cell phones. The students will use a cell phone. What's number three? What's the answer to number three? Get number three. Is it A, B, C, or D? And that's why some instructors, such as Marty Barrett, ask the students to answer to the best of your ability in complete thoughts, using complete sentences and real words, answer these questions. So the students are at a real disadvantage because, number one, they're going to have to use the thought process. Number two, they're going to have to use a lexicon. Number three, they're going to have to put that lexicon in a structure that has noun, verbs, and adjectives and adverbs, and punctuation. They're going to have to do all that and be cogent all at the same time, and they can't do it. And that's another reason why the cell phone is, in my opinion, the single most destructive thing ever developed heretofore.
What year was that?
Well, you know, it was Steve Jobs. It was Google. It was... there are a lot of...
Elon Musk, let's not forget Tesla. Gosh!
People say he's bright. I beg to differ. When he has his boring machine that drills holes in the ground, that's not new. We've had subways for over 100 years. Okay?
So he wants to put satellites. Exactly. You know, get a grip. There's tunnels that go from Ireland all the way down to Turkey. Did you know that?
Well, I've read things like
that. And there they are.
Okay, so his boring machine, you know, with high-speed rail, it's not new. It's just going faster. And satellites, he wants to put satellites in space, 5G. Well, that's destructive, too. And satellites aren't new. We've had satellites since Sputnik, the late 1950s. And we talked about the satellite.
There was an actual article that came out that said that 5G technology was the fifth generation.
Yeah.
That's why they called it 5G.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe the fact that they said, the sixth generation, because there can't be a sixth generation. You know why? There's nothing smaller than microwave band.
There's nothing smaller that we know of that we can build.
Well, then there it is. That's exactly correct.
Well, there's another thing. Since we've gone on a tangent here, so what is it? You know, we used to have processors that were 4 million cycles per second, or four megahertz, and then 8. That was a big deal because that was 2x, right? And then we went to 16. It was 4x. Then 20, 25, 30, 33, 50, 100. 250, 300, 333, 500, 750, 800, 1,000, and we crept on up, and we hit the wall at about 3 gigahertz, or 3,000 megahertz. Okay, we hit the wall. Then we go a little faster. But we can't seem to go faster than that. So this doubling every couple of years or every year stopped. Because we can't do it anymore. Why? Why can't we do it anymore? Because we can't make the circuits any smaller, any thinner, or any closer together. We don't know how to do it. Because that's what we need to do. We need to do two things. Make the circuitry closer together. I'm talking about these, we'll call them integrated circuits or chips or processors or memory product circuits. We can't make them any smaller, and simultaneously, as they get smaller, we have to dissipate the heat. But we can't dissipate.
Do you remember when digital went to analog? Not the other way around, but when we had and, or, and not, and
yeah.
Then we came up with NOR, NAND logic, which was object-oriented. And that allowed us to group into similar differences and different similarities, which was different than holographic.
Rick, did you know that Mrs. Finelli programmed for some of the largest corporations in the world using assembler language? Exactly what you're talking about? Exactly what you're talking about? Literally.
Exactly. Where you had a redundancy coefficient that was more efficient because it was neither this nor it was that. And it was called NOR-NAND logic.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Continued cracking on deployment and instantly became useless. So, as previously discussed, Bakelite was the forerunner of plastic, and the ninth satellite in the program was actually constructed of Mylar, and it worked. And in order to conceal our failures in the space race, I'm talking about the United States' failures in the space race with Russia, we hid the results of the 8 previous launches and just reported on live television that the launch was delayed for technical reasons. All the networks were involved in coordinated conclusion and cover-up and had game shows queued and ready to run, which is why we know that Americans have such a short attention span. They were watching the space launch. They said, oh, there's a technical problem, and they'd run a game show. And one of them was called The Price is What? The Price is What? And people loved guessing what the price was. And that show ran, interrupting live space launch coverage, and the television consumers forgot all about the satellite launches. And that is where the tape delay system got its start. And that tape delay system was still in use during the previous administration when Barry would forget his glasses and couldn't read his lines. And that's when the vice president would reach behind that pretty girl on the stage, and they had to edit out that part where he reached her behind on stage.
I know, isn't it wonderful? It's just the whole thing. thing is a mess. You ought to start with the King and Queen of England now.
And that's
let
where
them
we are.
Know how all bad right. that all is. It's just...
Okay.
I can't, do it, Vincent, because there's a lot to be said here.
Okay, so class, Newspeak has just ended. Doublespeak has just ended. We're not going to do any more of our, humor, okay? So that has ended, and now we are back into reality. So for the last couple of weeks, I have been talking to Rick about doing this class on doublespeak, and I was passionate about it. And some people said, you've lost your mind. Why are you wasting time on this? And I got some heat. Some people said, well, it's really kind of clever, and I thought, it's hysterical, and thank you for doing it. But a few didn't like it. Now, there was a reason why I did this. When I was teaching in the meetups for 5 years, I slowly moved the discussion from storing matches for 20 years in a jar and how to do that to teaching people how to think and how to dissect what they hear. Kind of like scientifically tested, using patented technology, widely known.
And government approved.
Government approved, things like that. So I moved from that to teaching people how to think, and they got mad at me. They said they didn't want to know that. They just wanted to know, what kind of jar to use to store those matches, and what kind of matches, and how many matches, and things like that. And I refused to do it. I said, I don't want to do that. I'm not interested in doing that. Well, so over the last couple of weeks, in that line of thinking, I'm thinking about earning my doctoral degree. I'm very serious about that. I have a master's, actually more than a master's, but less than a doctorate. So I'm thinking maybe I should. I don't know, maybe not. And I thought if I do this, I'd like to do it on this doublespeak, newspeak, and the inability for people to pay attention. Because that's where we are. And no one I know has done that yet. So I thought, I can do that. So I've already started with these classes that we've had with Rick. Now, this will be the fourth one. All right, so now, how does that tie to reality? Here it is. Headlines. Now, these headlines came out last night. Headline from the New York Post. You can find this on the internet. Quote, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are hypocrites. Abdicate or stay, end quote, meaning pick one. Which is it? So here is, I'm going to read this verbatim. Quote, how's this for quitting your job? Abandon every aspect you hate while continuing to reap all the benefits you love. This, in effect, is what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have done. In a statement loaded with confusing doublespeak, this is what the article says. They're using the term that we reintroduced weeks ago. In a statement loaded with confusing doublespeak, I'll tell you what the statement is when we come back, and we're going to dissect this, and we're going to show you exactly why we did these classes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. House of Representatives is going to be voting today on a war powers resolution which would prevent any president from using military force against Iran without authorization from Congress. President Trump tweeting this morning he hopes all House Republicans will vote against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's efforts.
Rand Paul, one of two Republican senators not happy with yesterday's administration briefing of lawmakers on Iran, Paul says he didn't learn anything he hadn't already read in the newspaper.
I wanted to hear the intelligence first. What I hear was less than satisfying.
Vice President Pence responds.
Compelling intelligence to support the fact that there was an imminent attack being developed by Qassem Soleimani is frankly too sensitive to share broadly.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Watch it.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow. Class, this is no kidding. So as soon as I started mentioning what was happening with royalty and doublespeak and using the term doublespeak in an article from the New York Post, Rick got disconnected. Bang.
Just like that. Just like that.
So
I'm sitting
exactly
here and I'm disconnected. No battery. Welcome to CenturyLink and the BS of... this is wrong.
Be careful. Be careful, Rick. They're hoping that we'll say something that will get us thrown off the air permanently, so be very careful.
I understand. Right. I got it. There, it's wrong.
All right. Let me continue.
And especially with my level of intellect. It's wrong.
So here, I'm going to start the article over again. We have about 25 minutes or so, and we'll discuss this. And I mentioned there was a scandal, an international scandal. This is it. So New York Post came out last night. Quote, how's this for quitting your job? Abandon every aspect you hate while continuing to reap all the benefits you love. This, in effect, is what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have done. In a statement loaded with confusing doublespeak, the couple wrote, in part, we intend to step back as senior members of the royal family to work to become financially independent while continuing to support Her Majesty the Queen. None other than Queen Elizabeth is confused, according to BBC royal correspondent Johnny Diamond. In the statement blindsided the entire royal family, and they don't know what it means either. Will Harry and Meghan keep their royal titles? Work to become financially independent? How long is that going to take? Will they continue to get an allowance until that happens? Where will they live while in the UK? Frogmore Cottage, the estate gifted them by the Queen, which they spent another $3 million in taxpayer funds renovating? They say yes. Can't wait to hear what the Queen has to say about. This is also smug and gross, considering British taxpayers already spent $3 million.
Everybody wants the perks, but they're not willing to earn them.
This is also smug and gross, considering British taxpayers already spent $3 million on Harry and Meghan's wedding. Since then, the couple has generated more headlines for feuding with William and Kate for exorbitant spending, half a million dollars for Meghan's wardrobe in 2018-11, seeking the company and approbation of Hollywood stars for snubbing engagements, both public, last month's NATO reception at Buckingham Palace, and private, most recently the Queen's annual Christmas party, Christmas family gathering at Sandringham, than for any good works as royals. And who can forget last year's colossally tone-deaf documentary, Harry and Meghan, An African Journey, in which the newly world-famous, unbelievably wealthy Duchess, having met with children who suffer violence and deprivation, and had the gall to tear up in sympathy for herself, her plight as a new royal. So what we're talking about is Harry and Meghan are the poster children, the millennials, for the whining set. They are demanding. They are me first. They whine. And they might be the very focus of the end of royalty. And this is what happens when two people become married and they have different upbringings, different values, different histories. So we have, the article continues, that anyone who has watched The Crown, that's a video series on Netflix, knows what the historic trade-off of royalty is. Untold riches and a life of privilege in exchange for ribbon cutting, waving, and scrutiny. The latter may not always be easy, but it seems a small price. Scrutiny for fabulous wealth. And here we have these two millennials, and they take vacations, and then they take vacations from their vacations. Who pays for all of this? The royal family is in disarray. They are at the center of a worldwide scandal because of a mixed-race actress, former actress, and a guy that was a child of Diana's. There you have it. So there is the scandal. And you can, well, let me see if I can find another piece of information about them. But the people who are closest to them are livid at the betrayal. Livid that the news was not announced to the Queen before they made it public in the media, meaning the two millennial children. Next article from Daily Mail. It's a masterclass. It's a masterclass in wanting to have your cake and eat it. Furious Buckingham Palace aides turn on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle after they stun the Queen by pressing the nuclear button and quitting the royal family. Royal family deeply disappointed. That's their words, deeply disappointed. I think they mean frosted and furious. Royal family deeply disappointed, as senior source says. The household is shocked and downright furious. Exasperate aide claims that people bent over backwards to give Harry and Meghan whatever they wanted. Devastated Windsors are still keen to support the couple, despite being kept in the dark on their departure. Duke and Duchess announced they will carve out a progressive new role, end quote, in a message on social media. What the heck does that mean, a progressive new role? Now, what, class, what would you do if your child pulled a stunt like that? Okay, so according to this article, Harry and Meghan have today been blasted by aides who claim the royal family bent over backwards for them since they got together in 2016, only for the rebel couple to quit anyway without consulting the Queen, Prince Charles, and Prince William. The dramatic decision was taken without the knowledge of the family, who learnt about the announcement as it broke on television news channels last night. The couple, who planned to split their time between Britain and North America, pressed the nuclear button and made the bombshell announcement just days after returning from a six-week break in Canada. One exasperated aide said people had bent over backwards for them. They were given the wedding they wanted, the house they wanted, the office they wanted, the money they wanted, the staff they wanted, the tours they wanted, and had the backing of their family. What more did they want? That says it all. A smug, arrogant, childish, greedy pair of millennials. Good riddance. Good riddance. I can't believe it. I think they should be thrown out, saying, you know what? You said you're not part of the family. That house? Nah. Oh, you don't have it anymore. You're out of here. You're out of here. And by the way, neither one of them is royal blue blood lineage. Anyway, neither one of those two. And what, and Mrs. Finelli asked me so many times, and I don't want to answer this, but she said, what does she do that would cause Harry to give up everything, you know, including the free ride to anywhere, anything, any, whatever he wants? She got him to give it up. Is that like, do you spell that moron? And how could you possibly look at those two millennials and say, oh, man, geez, what a great image they're setting. Jet setting, burning holes through the atmosphere, just eating oxygen as they fly from vacation to vacation to vacation. Are a bunch of whiners. Rick?
I would be embarrassed for England.
I thought our millennials were bad. They set the gold standard.
Well, it just sets the tone for where we're going and how it's going to play.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being given a historic piece of land, a cottage, spending $3 million and tuning it up, and then blasting the family, and what they literally did was use doublespeak. And yeah, we want your money, and we don't want your money. We want to be financially independent, and we want your money. And we want to support the Queen, but we're not going to support the Queen. We are royalty, but we're not royalty. That is the epitome of doublespeak. Now, did I know this was going to happen weeks ago when we went on this crusade to teach people about doublespeak? Did we know? Absolutely not. Did we know until before last night? Absolutely not. But I thought, here it is. Here is exactly what we've been leading up to. And the media, the New York Post, has resurrected the term doublespeak. They have resurrected it 3 weeks after we resurrected it. Rick, and this will sound braggadocious, but I believe it's absolutely true. Instructors have called me saying that they've used terms on USA Preparers. And then, soon, a few days later, or the next day, those terms start trickling into the media. They start trickling into the media.
Well, now, one of the reasons why the military has always been interested in me. I was always like just slightly ahead of the curve, even in high school. And so I've been used. And I'm being used now. I couldn't even begin to tell you their names. And yet they're very present in my incomes and my position and struggle. Mein Kampf.
You know what's really interesting, Rick? I'm multitasking here at our studio at the farmhouse in Missouri. And just as you spoke, you were taken out. You were taken out just as you said that for about 3 seconds, maybe 3.5 seconds. I can see it on the screen going across the screen right now. Class, I have a screen that shows blip by blip the transactions that go out from here and to here where I am. And Rick was taken out twice today now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're down to the last segment. Class, I don't know if we'll be doing any more of these double speak classes, but my intent was, and Rick's, was to teach you that people are using words that they don't mean. They are trying to mislead you. They are trying to lie with intent. They are trying to obfuscate and confuse you. And so we threw a little bit of humor into this. We used words that don't make sense. We use sentences that were incomplete. All in the attempt to show you that, number one, many people don't listen. Many people don't understand. Like those children who are in the classes, whether they be at the high school level or later than high school, college level or university level or even farther, they have their phones, they're looking down, they're not paying attention. And so you and everyone else, all of us, including Rick and I, are subject to doublespeak. And we wanted to point out with some humor that you need to pay attention, or you can be a victim of it. And we expose a scandal, a worldwide scandal, currently probably the biggest scandal on the planet, with these two TV show contestants. What's the TV show? Well, it's a new TV show. It's called The Planet's Biggest Loser, starring the world's most destructive couple. That's what it is. And why would they do this? Do you think it's for the greater good, or do you think it's because of me first? I think it's because of me first. I think they are disgraceful.
I love that movie, Hot Fuzz, where everybody chants in for the greater good. That's a movie worth watching, Hot Fuzz.
The latest announcement is that they mentioned this to the Queen, and she wanted some time before the public announcement. And what did these two me-firsters do? Social media announcement. Now, I'm not crazy about having a queen. I'm really not. But I do think they were supposed to be a family that people could look up to for honesty and integrity, at least at some level. Some level. That has been absolutely destroyed by these two greedy poster children for what's wrong with society, millennials. It is disgraceful. Absolutely. And if I had a child who pulled a stunt like that, absolutely out of the will, immediately. Immediately. Any comments?
It's been a pleasure working with you.
Why? Why? Because this may be our last broadcast? Well, I've been fired 7 times on the radio. It won't be the first. And, you know, Rick, there are fewer and fewer of us left who are willing to expose the truth.
Well, and, the truth varies. You know, that's the other part of this equation. Please understand that I'm not absolute, and I know I don't know. Now, with that said, the truth is nebulous. You can't ever truly know the absolute truth because our capacity to understand is limited. Like looking at a fence, you only see one side of it. You can't see the other side. You make an assumption that it's the same color, but that's not necessarily true. And that's where physics is limited. It really does not have the answers because it works on constructs like space and time that are not actually real.
Rick, so let's talk about the solution to this. What do we do? Now, from my perspective, one of the things that we're not doing very well is reading. That's too hard. Too hard to read. It's like words on a page. You have to turn the pages. You know, it's much easier to just pull that lever on that easy boy and then just watch the blue screen. That's
everyone
would.
Reading dynamics, scanning the page and picking out keywords. Good luck with that.
Well, okay, I believe that that is something where we are lacking.
Lose the art of romance in writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And interesting that you say that. Gwyneth Isaacs is absolutely brilliant. Her lexicon is incredible. Her writing skills are up there with the finest writers in the world. For sure. She writes about, you know, piracy and, you know, romance novels. And I'm not interested in reading about romance per se. But her ability to deliver the printed word is incredible. And yet she's having a great deal of difficulty selling her books. Incredible difficulty. Because people don't read. And that's one of the reasons why I don't know if I want to publish my book. Because I don't know if anybody would read it. Seriously. But I am interested in pursuing more information, learning for my own purposes about why people don't pay attention. So I don't know, class, if we're going to have any more of these doublespeak classes. But I hope we prove the point with breaking news on the subject, to the point, connecting the dots. Rick, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.